The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. Central Time here on this Tuesday where we are in the Power Hour. And of course, you know, we've been talking about the health stuff. Wow, just a lot of health news coming out there for people to be aware of as far as what they're doing to our food supply. Now we got to focus on how we're going to get better when we injure ourselves. And this is one of the reasons why, you know, the older you get, things start happening. And I was just reading a quote, and I'm probably going to blow the quote because it's a paraphrase about the fact that, you know, the older you get, you start realizing about the years behind you instead of the years ahead of you, and your whole perspective changes, doesn't it? And of course, with spring and summer coming on, comes all sorts of little skin infections and things, and you get dry skin. Use the lamb cream on your hands and feet, because a little goes a long way. I use lamb cream a lot. Use the Helon as well. And with that, Ron Sally joins us from Miracle Skin Products. How are you? Good morning, sir. It's been a while.
Everything is good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing fabulous. Here's the thing, folks, for most of you that don't know Ron Sally, he's the creator of Miracle Skin and Creams and Lotions, which we have at the Power Mall. And he knew that extracting the good stuff from herbs traditionally used heat, and he was told that it was impossible to get the good stuff out without using heat. And after 9 years of experimenting, Ron did the impossible. And for those of you who haven't heard that story, Ron, would you share that with us?
Oh, it goes back a long way, but we were told a long time ago that we couldn't do what we actually perfected. And we came up with a moisturizer that started the whole ball rolling, and then slowly rolled into other products. The Helon came on in about, I think, 1989. And this stuff worked on virtually everything it touched. Just insect bites, horrible burns, women that had sutures come out after they had surgeries, put the Helon on, and it just took the problem away. The skin went back to almost normal. We're just so pleased with all the things that this stuff has done.
And so that, you know, basically in 1977, you produced your first moisturizer, but then you took and went further than that, and that's when Helon came out. That came out before the lamb cream, right?
Oh, right, 1989. And the lamb cream came out, if I remember right, it was Friday the 13th. I can't remember the date. Not that long ago. Well, it was that long ago. Anyway, we've had great success with the lamb and the Helon, and the combination of the two is just incomparable.
It is. And, of course, we have a slew of the Miracle Skin testimonies available. But the thing is that people use the Helon for a multitude of things like what?
Cuts and burns, insect bites, even brown recluse spider bites. And nothing works on that stuff, so we were told. But the Helon sure solved the problem. Old scars and women that have stretch marks after childbirth, if they put the Helon on, it reduces those stretch marks like crazy.
Wow. Post-surgical scars?
I'm sorry, say it again?
Post-surgical scars?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And really, every mom should have some of this Helon in their purses for the kids if they get scrapes, cuts, and bites, whatever, especially when they're playing baseball or softball. They always get scraped up. And if they put this on, it just eliminates the problem just immediately.
Well, I know that I used Helon. I had that story I shared, you know, when I was building the SIPS home in Texas, and I accidentally ran one of the SIPS panels that was cut. over my inside of my arm, and it just, you know, because I slipped and hit scraped it all the way down my upper arm, and I put the lamb cream and the Helon on right away, and I kept doing that for 3 days. It was gone. I couldn't even tell it happened. That's how good this stuff works, folks.
It really, and it's all natural. That's a good part.
Yep. So have you had people complain when they put the Helon on a wound that it burns? Or I don't know. I mean, if you're using all natural ingredients, would that even happen?
No, I've never heard that report ever coming back. It as a matter of fact, it'll reduce pain.
Huh.
And really, every mother should have this Helon in their purse or the glove box for the cars. When the kids are playing softball, baseball, whatever, because kids are always going to get scraped and cut up. And
yep.
This just takes care of the problem right away.
Well, see, the other thing, too, is that people have been using it, the diabetics especially, have been using it on their feet for sores on their feet and, you know, bed sores and all sorts of other stuff, bruising of soft skin, toe fungus, hemorrhoids. I mean, hemorrhoids. That's incredible. See, the older we get, I mean, we need something we need to go to here. That's why I like the Helon, but the lamb cream, that is almost like part of my daily regimen, and it doesn't matter what it is. Lamb stands for like a miracle. And of course, you know, if you've got temporary, if you got arthritis or tendonitis or psoriasis or eczema, you know, we have testimonials pouring in from longtime clients stating it reduces swelling and soreness. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. And I think lamb cream may knock Helon out of first place before it's all over and done with. People just use this stuff for so many, many different things.
Well, I've gone through probably at least 4 containers of lamb cream so far since I was acquainted with it, and I swear by it.
I have a personal experience with my scalp. Even living in Florida, I still get or did get dry scalp, and my hair was gray, and I took a little of lamb cream because some people out in California had told me about it. They'd use a lamb cream on their scalps after they got out of the shower, the ladies in particular. So I started rubbing the lamb cream into my scalp, and my hair, I promise you, went from gray to platinum blonde, and I'm not a spring chicken anymore. My hair is great. It's just great.
Wow. Eric in Missouri has a question about the lamb cream. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, I heard you say before, and then I think you might have said it the opposite another time. Is it the lamb cream that helps with, like, someone with psoriasis?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Psoriasis is
okay.
Just helped tremendously with the lamb cream.
Okay, I thought that's what it was, but then I thought I heard you say the Helon one time before. So, okay, that's what I was calling about. Thank you.
I appreciate it, Eric. Yeah, I would just rub that stuff all over the psoriasis, I mean, liberally, and I know you're going to go through it. For those of you that are suffering from skin disorders, and I know the older we get and, you know, if you're affected by diabetes or other things like that, the older we get, it seems like there's just no end to what goes on with our skin. It's the biggest organ in our body. And so, I mean, we're looking at bed sores, you get blisters, you get cuts. I mean, the older we get, it just happens. And, of course, you know, soft skin bruises. I get them every so often, and that's what Helon is for. And that's, you know, we have lamb cream that follows, and you just keep putting it on. I mean, I have testimonials. We have one, as a matter of fact. See if I can find it here. This is a lamb cream burn testimony. And it says, I had a bad burn on my fingers this week, picking up a hot pot handle. Ow. Boneheaded move. Should have known better. But regardless, his wife, Rachel, raced in with the lamb, and I slathered fingers all over it. And it took care of the burn. Never hurt. Never swelled. It's all he did. Nothing else. Next morning, it was as if nothing ever happened. No swelling, no pain, no redness, no nothing. I mean, I'm like, wow, amazing how that works. For burns, especially.
Absolutely. You can't hide from a burn. It's just there. And this helps the problem just immediately. And no scarring. That's a beautiful part about it. No scarring.
Yeah, I love that too. What is the thing we now also, besides the Helon PF and the lamb cream at the Power Mall, and we've got the 10% off site wide sale going on right now, folks. This is the time to stock up. So 877-817-9829 is the number to call. And now we have also available for summer the Miracle Skin Sugarfoot. So now here's a whole new adventure in having nice, healthy feet. Ron, would you explain how you made it and what it does?
Primarily, my wife was having some foot problems with dry skin, and put that on her feet, and it just solved the problem. Just absolutely solved all kinds of problems. It has such great healing properties. You can put it on virtually anything.
When you say virtually anything, I mean, what are we talking about? Just like your legs and stuff? If your legs feel like they're itching and whatever the case may be, you just need to give yourself a massage with that?
Yeah, just a little bit. It doesn't take very much. And any kind of insect bites, even brown recluse spider bites. And nothing helps with brown recluse spider bites, so we were told. But we've got some doctors here in Florida now. That's the first thing they recommend for their patients is when they get a brown recluse. And brown recluse spiders are horrible. It just rots the flesh, and this just immediately stops that process and just brings it back to normal.
Wow. And this is even the Sugarfoot that does this?
No, Helon.
The Helon does, yeah. I was talking about the Sugarfoot in this particular instance. Now, you call it Sugarfoot because it's granulated. Is that right?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah, because most people usually when they put sugar in anything like these scrubs, everybody's used to using. This has some of those properties, but it also has the miracle, your miracle products, your natural products in those as well, right?
Right. And Sugarfoot came about. My aunt kind of raised me when I was growing up, and she would always say to me, "Come here, Sugarfoot, get up in my lap and tell me what's going on." And I just named that product after her.
Okay. Wow. I'm looking at these pictures from Philip. Do you remember when his foot became infected and the doctor tried to get rid of the infection with antibiotics and it didn't work? So he decided to give Philip an MRI and he found a piece of metal in his foot that had gone through his tendon, the bone, and been there for about 4 months.
I do.
He never knew it when he went in, never felt any pain. The only way he knew was there's an infection on a fourth of his foot. And so he basically said that he was told he was going to have to surgically remove it or risk a loss of his foot. So he scheduled an appointment. He had the surgery. They took the metal out, and he started putting Helon on for his foot immediately every time he changed his bandages. And after the bandages came off, he put Helon on one drop twice a day, and he took pictures from start to finish until January 2nd of 2017, and I mean literally no scar whatsoever. The foot surgeon
it's
was
amazing how well it healed. It just takes care of scarring tremendously well.
So the thing is that the surgeon and the nurse attendant ordered your Helon and some of your other products.
Absolutely. There's a lot of nurses that use it now. They just carry it in their pockets when they go on duty, wherever they go. They have the Helon with them everywhere.
That's amazing how that stuff works, folks. And see, not only that, but does it work on animals?
Oh, of course. Absolutely. With all kind of bites, hot spots, especially hot spots. You put that product on the hot spots and it just takes care of the problem.
Wow. Yeah, I was trying.
Dogs are always getting into fights, and whatever the wounds are, just put some Helon on there, and it really helps take care of the situation just rapidly.
And the thing is, too, we were selling the HealthPoint machine. We're out of them now, and of course, people have been using the HealthPoint for a multitude of things, and they use them in combination with Helon because we were talking about these spider bites recently. And one lady said she put Helon on the bite, put a Band-Aid on to keep the Helon over the bite. The next day, all the swelling was gone. And you asked her if she'd gone to the doctor. She said no. Asked if she could put on more of that honey mustard on the bite because it stopped the itching. She put more Helon in the bite and used the clay as a poultice because we sell the clay too. Another coworker had a spider bite on his leg. He had the same results. So he was so impressed, he ordered a bottle of Helon from you, and then his dog ate the bottle. So he had to order another one. The dog is fine. I mean, there's because of the fact that it's people are like, what? He ate the bottle. You know, normally you'd be choking the dog.
Yeah,
you ate my
sure.
Helon. Oh, man.
We got a lot of people that rush to get the Helon when there's a problem with the dogs. He bites and scrapes and all kinds of things. But it just solves so many problems on the skin when they break out with some kind of infection even.
Hmm.
And we've had a lot of people, not a lot, some people have taken the Helon and massage the gums of the dogs and just really eliminated a lot of the problems that they were going through.
So what about, there is one story here that I was just reading through as you were commenting on this. One of the dogs from one of the people that sent in a testimonial apparently was bitten by a rattlesnake.
Yes.
Do you remember that story? Could you talk about that?
Well, the rattlesnake was, I can't remember where on the dog it was bitten, but they had a real problem with the swelling, and the venom is just bad stuff. And they just put the heel on the area two or three times a day, and all the swelling was gone, and just brought that dog back to normal.
Hmm. Yeah, because, see, there was a lot of... She tried a lot of things. I mean, she used powdered activated charcoal and made a solution and put it in a syringe to get some of it in her, mixed up some clay with water, plastered her face with the mixture because apparently it was her face that swelled up. And then they brought the dog in the house to use the health point machine. And then that didn't, because the dog, of course, didn't like the high frequency pitch. And of course, you know, the missus loves the animals. And she put the lamb cream on the dog's forearm for the rash she's had for quite a while. So anyway, they ended up at the vet. And, of course, they had to use nobody had the antivenom. And she was told that all they could do is give her dog fluids and pain medication. And, of course, they decided after a time... After giving her fluids and pain medication, that the breathing had calmed down on the dog. Dog became more alert. They decided not to go to the ER because they believed that would only stress the dog out more than she already was, because you know how dogs get when you go to the vet. And of course, she seemed to stabilize. You know, I just figure that if you're going to be around an area that's got rattlesnakes and coral snakes and stuff, we've only killed one coral snake in our yard in Texas. So, you know, it's one of the things that you try to get the dog, you know, upright and not let the dog run all over the place because obviously it circulates the venom. But I would be looking around to find out which veterinarians have antivenom because that is obviously something that, you know, that was when my dog got bit by a rattlesnake, that was a $600 vet bill.
Good
and it
grief.
Worked. The antivenom worked. At that time, I was not, because it was so long ago, I was not familiar with lamb cream. And the one thing that I can tell you is that, you know, I know from lamb cream, even with some of these testimonials where they use multiple things to try to heal it, that the lamb cream just worked wonders and was very valuable in restoring the skin. That seems to be the thing, you know, because like I said before, the skin is the biggest organ.
Absolutely. We've had people, not many, but a few people reported back to us that their dogs were just in terrible condition. And some veterinarian said, you really ought to just put the dog down, you know. And they started putting the heel on a little bit in the dog's food or licked it off their fingertips. And the dog just came back to normal. It was just incredible what it's done for these poor little animals.
Hmm. Interesting. You put it. Oh, wow. All right. Carolyn in Washington, you're on with Ron Sally. Go ahead.
Hi, Ron. I'm familiar with. I have a bottle of your container of your lamb cream. I love that stuff. It's the only thing that takes care of a itch I get sometimes, a little sore itch on my legs. But I'm confused about when you use lamb cream versus the Heal-On.
Well, it's just a matter of choice. The consistency, some people like the consistency of the lamb. They don't like the fluid of the Heal-On sometimes because they just can't deal with it. And the lamb cream is, you know, it's a cream. And they work hand in hand with each other. I can't say that you should put Heal-On first and then the lamb. You can. Everybody's different. You can use either one, but together they're just dynamite.
So you mix them up on the problem area or in your hand?
Yes, ma'am. You could put, but I would suggest using either the Heal-On or the lamb. But you can mix them together, be no problem. It's just double protection.
I was getting the impression that the Heal-On is more for diseases. Well, of course, the lamb cream helps too, so I'm a bit confused.
Yeah, I would say for disease. I don't know which one you're talking about particularly, but I would suggest the Heal-On for that.
Okie dokie. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am.
See, and the thing is, thank you, Carolyn. The thing is that if you are familiar with the old school stuff, now I'm talking about the 50s and 60s, early 50s and 60s. If you're familiar with this stuff called unguentine, do you remember that, Ron?
Oh, absolutely.
And see, when I opened up the lamb cream for the first time, I said, huh, this kind of looks almost like unguentine, but there's no smell. Interesting how that works. I'm just kind of like, well, this is interesting because it looked like it, but it's not. So the lamb cream basically is for skin issues and the Heal-On is for healing. So,
right.
You know, I don't want our listeners to be confused because here's the thing. The Heal-On, you shake it up, first off. Don't forget to do that because, you know, you have to get the entire chemical content of what's in there. And it's all natural, but you got to mix it all together to make it more effective before you start dispensing it. And it comes out in drops. And so, you know, a couple of drops goes a long way on bed sores, on blisters, on cuts, on open wounds, on diaper rash, on the bruising of soft skin, on toe fungus, on hemorrhoids, poison ivy, oak and sumac, and insect bites, especially the brown recluse. So that's what the Heal-On PF is for, is the direct contact with the affected area when you're wounded. This is a great thing to have in your first aid kit, folks. That's why it's 10% off now. This is the time to go stock up. Buy an extra bottle. Keep one in your purse, one in the car. You know, I mean, the temperature really won't affect it. The Miracle Skin Cream, the lamb cream like a miracle cream. I ordered two the last time. These are basically for temporary relief of arthritis, tendonitis, psoriasis, and eczema. We have people using it to eliminate cramps, muscle aches, soreness, increasing circulation. This is what they're using it for. Obviously, we have to have that little medical disclaimer. You know, here's the thing. When the doctors, Ron, and this is the amazing thing that you've told us before on this show, these surgeons and people, you know, at first are kind of like, wait a minute. You know, this stuff is working better than the stuff we can dispense. Have you had that comment before?
Oh, absolutely. And I've had a problem with some doctors, and they've told me, they said, well, you know, we send our patients home with these products, the Heal-On or the lamb, and we tell them to come back in a week to 10 days, and they call in and say, we don't need to come back. It solved the problem. They said, you're wrecking my business. And I thought, humorous thing to go through, but they were serious.
Well, yeah, because it affects, they don't get their office visit fee in there, you know, because we know how doctors like to charge for office visits. I mean, that's how they keep their place open, to keep their shingle going there. So, you know,
exactly.
We already know about that. So, you know, the thing is that once they try this stuff and they understand that it's all natural, you would think that there wouldn't be, other than what you just said, that there wouldn't be any pushback on doctors recommending this to their patients, right?
Right, but I promise you the doctors use it in their own homes for their wives and kids and themselves. I promise
wow.
you they do.
Yeah, and I'm sure that they do. But, you know, again, we've got a couple minutes left. If you want to get a phone call in, 844-769-2944. If you have a question about these Miracle Skin products, we're talking to Ron Sally, the creator of them. And the thing is that they are perfectly harmless and safe and effective. There's none of this petrochemical junk in it. No emulsifying additives or chemicals that nobody can pronounce. Everything he uses is edible, but you're probably not going to like the taste. If it shouldn't go in your body, it shouldn't go on your body, right? But here's the thing. You found out what the healing properties of the herbs were, which you extracted from the phytochemicals with your own process. Right. I mean, that ingenuity must have taken a bit to figure out, right?
Oh, it took years, but we got to solving the problem. And we discovered that we could do something without heat, or with a little heat, but mostly at a very low temperature. It just kept all the healing properties that God put in there in the first place. And when they go through these processes of producing things with these pharmaceuticals and chemical plants, that they always use heat, and they kill off everything that's beneficial in there, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, but I mean, how did you discover that, though? Because first off, if you use heat, and that's what they do, they traditionally use heat, that virtually would render whatever they're selling, whatever on the shelf, next to ineffective.
Well, that's true. And I'm not that smart. I'm just blessed. And I get these ideas and I just do them. I put this stuff together and it just works.
Hmm. Yeah, it's amazing. And then you did it without, but what you're doing is not is it a cold extraction product or process?
Right.
So absolutely. Now how does that work?
Well, we do the process without using heat. We use some heat, but not very much. Sometimes we have to use a little heat to get some of the ingredients mixed together. But primarily it's a cold process, and it's just put together in the lab, and it's just a miracle how this stuff works. Like I said, I'm not that smart. I'm just blessed.
But the thing is that you've got physicians to actually approve and recommend this to your patients, to their patients, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about that.
I personally think that their patients become your patients.
Well, sort of. But I guarantee you the doctor's wives love these products. And the doctors themselves use it.
And so they're calling you with testimonials too, right?
Oh, absolutely. And before and after photos.
Oh, that's amazing. All right. It's always interesting when the medical profession starts chiming in and chirping up on stuff like this. Always good to know. The Miracle Skin Sugar Foot can be used on dry, cracked feet. Truly amazing. Makes your skin feel smooth. That's now available at the Power Mall, as well as the Miracle Skin Helon PF and the Miracle Skin Lamb Cream, the Like a Miracle. All of these are 10% off right now. Right now. Till the end of the week. Then we're done with a site-wide sale. But now you can get the lamb cream. 877-817-9029. Ron Sally, thanks so much for joining us. We will be back.
Thank you for having me on the show.
You bet. Always a pleasure. And we'll be back with more news, your phone calls, after these important messages. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean Black Seed Oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on Black Seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and highly bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. 9829.
33 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, where we are. And of course, phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. The one thing I wanted to clarify before we get back to the phones here is about the Helon. It has more ingredients than the lamb cream does, all right? I want to clarify that. Both of them have garlic, which helps as an antibiotic, but the Helon has slippery elm, which is specifically for burns. It also has echinacea, burdock, root red clover, and thyme. They also both have tea tree oil, which is good for acne, athlete's foot, nail fungus. Does not. It comes down to consistency a lot of times. Whatever you prefer. There are some things that you use the lamb cream for if you want to, like, rub it on a wound. There are some things, because Helon might run off, because it is in droplet form, might not stay as well. This is why a lot of the testimonials say that once they put a drop of Helon on, and it might not even hurt to put an extra drop on the inside. If you're going to put a Band-Aid or bandage on it, to put a drop of Helon on the bandage that you're going to put directly over the wound so that absorbs in. Because there is going to be some transfer, okay? If you want to let everybody know, we're going to do a write-up on the differences so people can better decide which one they should choose. But just understand, they both, as well as the Sugarfoot, is available at the Power Mall right now for 10% off. So this is the time to get on the horn. I also want to discuss something real quickly about, remember I was telling you about the squatters? This is a problem. The squatters will look for vacant property. I mean, we've got people out there right now with videos that others are sharing, telling you how to squat in your vacant property. And if you have vacant property somewhere, I don't care if it's just raw land, doesn't matter. There was a guy in Georgia, has been desperately fighting for years to remove dozens of him off his property in Atlanta. The property owners face major hurdles in trying to reclaim his land from the squatters, including spending thousands to clean up the property. And now he's being sued for $190,000 by one of the squatters, filing a counterclaim. The case was dismissed because they didn't show up in court. Why is that? Well, because if he showed up in court, that means he wasn't on the property, right? And they could have tossed him. See, that's why. But I mean, literally, the entire, this is about a year ago, David Morris, who owns this 9-acre property in Southeast Atlanta, he invited four individuals. They wanted to know if he could live on his property rent free. He said, yes. Once you open that door, your life gets complicated. I'm sorry. This is a whole thing about what you allow on your land. And you're good-natured folks out there. I know you are. But when you open that door, it's like opening the threshold and exposing the threshold to agents and people that will come in to do you harm. We know about the threshold rule. It applies to the castle doctrine. Your life will become well more complicated if you allow people to trespass and squat on your land. And he allowed four people to live on his property rent-free, and all of a sudden, they're inviting all their friends. At one point in time, 30 people were living on his property, and now there's 8 squatters. And I mean, he's been filing eviction after eviction after eviction. I mean, and then he had to spend 10 grand cleaning up all the garbage. He has gone through 5 dumpsters to haul away trash just in the last month. He finally got a writ of possession on Friday to get rid of all these tenants because it basically terminates their right to possession and the tenant doesn't vacate the premises voluntarily. So the Culhane Meadows law firm in Atlanta had to go to court. Yep. So they're going to actually, I mean, it's going to take another 30 days for them to move all the rest of their belongings onto the street. And of course, Morris, after all of this, intends to build affordable housing on his property for people in need. But in the meantime, a big fence and no trespassing signs are going to be put up on the property. And he won't begin affordable housing until all the squatters are off the property. Mr. Morris, I would think that that experience right there would teach you you could do something else with your 9 acres in Atlanta other than building affordable housing for people that are going to come in there and go, oh, I can't pay the rent this month. And if you have affordable housing, what do you think our government's going to do with all these illegal immigrants? Mr. Morris, can I appeal to your common sense here? Don't do that. Seriously. I can't believe that people would do that. They want to build affordable housing after they spent $10,000 cleaning it up plus legal fees, defending themselves in lawsuits, and getting rid of eviction. I mean, these things cost money to get. You got to go into court. It's a constant battle. And the squatters don't leave it. In the meantime, they litter and poop on your land and everything else. They don't care. They have no respect. Yet you want to build affordable housing? Oh, come on. I got a real problem with that. You could be putting, we've got an article about 50 free organic fertilizers in a PDF format from the Grow Network. You can download the free guide, no email required. And we've got a story about 15 dual-purpose duck breeds for both meat and eggs because ducks are quickly rising in popularity, particularly among people who have kept chickens for a while. Chickens are great, but in comparison, ducks tend to be healthier, more self-sufficient, even more resilient in bad weather. And just like chickens, they can still provide you with plenty of food, like those giant eggs they have, which are smooth and creamy, fresh and clean, and you can put them in your quiche and they taste wonderful. So a lot of people like them. They're good for meat too. You have roast duck. Yeah, I love that. It's great. You can have Chinese. You can have some gum duck. You do all sorts of stuff with duck, right? Mike and Brady, are you tag teaming it this morning?
Sir Duncan.
Oh, good morning.
All right. So what's going on with you two?
Hi, guys. Hello. Good morning. I just want to do real quick. I'll touch base on what I was saying. The reason why they said you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth. My mama, grandma grew up in the Depression. No, my grandpa died when my mom was six. And they grew up smack in the Depression, and they said they always had silver spoons. Everybody did, even if you were poor, because silver is such a great antimicrobial medium. That I wish I could pipe my house in silver pipe. I'd never be sick.
Yeah, amazing how that works. Okay, Brady, but I heard you. Did you have a spider bite? Did Brady have a spider bite?
Yeah, Dave, I'm a pin cushion for scorpion bite.
Uh-huh.
Every other week or so, I've been tending to get a good spider bite. I tell you what, the worst thing when you get a spider bite, you're not going to sleep. Your blood pressure goes to the roof. It feels like you have the flu. And there's not a whole lot you can do with it, unfortunately.
Well, we just got done for half an hour talking about Helon. So, okay.
Yeah, I could have used some of that. I thought that Helon would be great. When I drank a lot of beer and whiskey, I bet you I could have used some of that Helon from my forehead in the morning.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's like, I think I got the spider bite drunk. How about that? You know, make the pain go away. Yeah, like Andy Looney said, I don't think so. All right, so anyway. Wow. Unbelievable. So you don't have problem when you're mining claims. You don't have problem with squatters, do you?
Oh, I did. I did about a year ago during the COVID. I had renters up here, and in Arizona, they had a good old thing. All you had to do was tell the sheriff that you had COVID, and they gave you an extra 6 months on your rent free. Wherever you were staying, you could stay in that person's house. I couldn't even go on my own property to kick the renters out. And they got 6 months of free rent. They left the trash out in the front yard, about 6 feet of trash. Oh, yeah, it was wonderful. It took me and the sheriff to walk up and get the people out with the handguns that time because they didn't want to leave the property. And the only thing that got them off is we found syringes under the kid's bedroom. Underneath the bed, they're into methamphetamine, so otherwise they probably would be still living here rent-free today.
Well, I can tell you the one thing about meth, because I know homeowners and landlords that have discovered meth production, meth labs in their house, and they use the bathtubs a lot. They've had to literally tear out the entire bathroom, and then you have to disclose this stuff if you put the house on the market in some states that there was a meth lab there. So people need to be aware of it because this stuff is toxic, but they literally have had to tear out bedrooms and bathrooms and re-plumb and, I mean, just literally replace the bathtub, replace all the green board, all the wall coverings, everything had to be replaced because of that.
Yeah, it's no good. You know, one thing is, I always find it funny, though, out here in the desert. I always wonder if the people that have been doing meth either played hockey or they just lost all their teeth from all the meth.
All right. And with that, Mike, anything else to contribute this morning?
Yeah. What I wanted to talk about this morning, mainly when I called first time, if you guys go to Cal Budget Center, California, it's for California to budget for this year. 1 year, go to calbudgetcenter.org. It's the most unbelievable psyop operation I've ever seen in my life, and it's patterned, I think, on the wording and the wordplay of wordsmithing of this administration now. It's sickening when you read this. They say one thing, then the other. They say one thing, then you read between the lines and you go, what the hell is this garbage? But I'm laughing because check this out. Here's like some quick stats. You could have a cannon and use black powder. It'll shoot a 1 ounce lead ball 2 miles. I just sold an 80-pound cannon, and you don't need to register them or nothing. They're legal. Okay, now, there's 16 million vets. 16 million vets in America, most of them aren't, okay? Obama, between 08 and 09, firearm sales went up 30%. Between Obama 09 to 16, 151%. With Trump, down, negative 24%.
Interesting. Now, let me ask you this, Mike, since you've been looking at the stats here. You know, I just told everybody this morning that we have a copy of in PDF of that search warrant, and I'm looking at it right now, and it is a search warrant. It's not an arrest warrant. It's 48 pages long, Government Exhibit 1, and we're just now getting this. And, of course, it says evidence of a crime, contraband, fruits of crime, or other items illegally possessed, property designed for use, intended for use, or used in committing a crime. And the crimes were dealing in firearms without a license or unlawful acquisition of a firearm. So, and then, of course, you have an affidavit, which is attached to this thing, which is heavily redacted. I mean, heavily redacted. They don't want to name who the affiant is. This was in Little Rock. And this is the ATF. I told you about Malinowski's home, about them kicking in the front door, coming in heavy, and shooting him in the head. It was a search warrant.
Terrible.
It wasn't an arrest warrant. So,
terrible.
I mean, come on. Was there any reason at all why the – and I'm not going to let this go, because this is – people haven't forgotten about Waco and Ruby Ridge. I mean, seriously, the guy was the executive director of the Hillbilly National Airport in Little Rock. I mean, for crying out loud.
Right.
I mean, why did they have to come in heavy?
I know people who know Randall Weaver's relative, the son. They live in Libby, Montana. And down in Montana, I have friends that know him, not relative, but friends down in Montana. And you should hear the horror story. It's sickening. They got footage of Waco. They dropped a bomb on this thing out of a helicopter, a high-altitude helicopter. A guided bomb. That's what hit Waco. That's been hushed up too. But anyway, yeah, you're right. It's this whole thing is a mess. Firearms. There's over 500 million known firearms in America, not including 3D and ghost guns. They're never gonna. And with the veterans, that most of those 16 million are loyal. I'm backing them up. They tell me to be at one highway to shut it down, shut this highway down, because that's what they're going to do. Look what Clive and Bundy. We beat the BLM. We outgunned them and chased their asses off our land, our public federal land, leased out for grazing for 100 years. Freaking Harry Reid wanted to take it for his French solar mirror buddy and wind farm.
Yeah, no wonder. See, there's always some politician behind all of it, isn't there?
Oh, Harry Reid was the worst. He's gone. Thank you, Lord. I hope he up to the last second, you could ask for forgiveness. But I hope he did. But I doubt it. And listen to this. We outgunned them. BLM had sniper rifles, 50 calibers, out one mile, I think. And then we had snipers.
Right.
We
had
snipers. We had a call out. Yeah, they put a call out. And let me tell you, social media sent thousands of people down there. I mean, it was awesome. Not thousands,
that was a major
but they were
standoff.
On their way. They fired up the whole country. These freaking solar mirrors and wind farms are bird choppers and pollinator killers. They need to go.
Yeah, I mean, this is somebody's harebrained idea, you know. So, and we can see just how unproductive this whole thing is and what it's doing to the environment. Yet you don't hear anything out of the tree huggers.
My friend is that I built. He's my friend. I just remodeled his bathroom when I was down below. He's a scientist for USDA, and I'm not going to say his name because he'll be offed. He did a study at one of the solar plants. man, I can't really say too much more except 50% of the mirrors were covered with pollinator insects, bees. They want to know where the bees are going. And he wrote his report. He was banned for life from this solar site. This is a USDA government scientist.
Yep, so I believe
it. Let me tell you something. Everything that's coming here, I even think fruit flies were brought here back in the day to bring us down. Ask Brady, man. We're sick of it. We're sick of this government.
Well, you know, it's amazing, though, that, you know, the 50 caliber, especially the Barrett M82A1, has a flatline trajectory of a half a mile. For those of you who are interested, this is one of the reasons why the Fed stayed that far from, remember the Freedom, the guys up in Montana up there? Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Those guys, they had one, and so did Waco, and that's one of the reasons why they were parked so far away until they took the kid out in Waco. They shot him from the helicopter. You know, there's all sorts of stories, but the whole idea, bottom line here, folks, is that this is what your government is capable of, and like I said, if you go online and you do a Google search for David Koresh's autopsy photos, let's hope you haven't eaten first, because it may come up looking at them, because this is what your government is capable of, and they will stop at nothing if they want something. And if they even suspect, and this is one of the things, we've had people call about this whole situation of being sovereigns, and I know it's out there, and I know that there's people out there that have had their properties taken. They think it's illegal. They think if they become a sovereign citizen, things are going to change. I'm here to tell you, it's just going to get worse, because you now stick out like a sore thumb, and the government does not like sore thumbs. Under the radar seems to be a much better thing until the direct conflict occurs and you have to stand up and defend yourself. That's about the only thing at this point that looks obvious, doesn't it, to you?
Power in numbers and organization. That's why CB radios, anything that the government can't shut down will be golden in parts, too. Parts like microphones, antennas, too, that get broken. You need backup. I say buy the bees. Bullets, biscuits, bullion, babies, Bibles. Bibles should be first. Take care of all the bees, and you'll be a good C person, conservative, capitalistic, constitutional Christian.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Mike and Brady, I appreciate your calls this morning. Speaking of which, you were talking about being religious. Believe it or not, are people tired of the lame-o Bible bangers? This is a problem. Gallup did a survey, and between 2021 and 2023, 30% of Americans said they attended religious services every week or almost every week. And at the same time, only 11% reported attending once a month, and 56% said they seldom or never attended. I mean, this is what's happening. There's a big decline in religious service attendance, and it could be because of this conflict of things that's going on. It could be because of fear of going to a church and the place gets shot up. Or it could be that the particular sect, like Mormons, being the most observant, 67% said they attended church weekly or nearly weekly. Protestants, including non-denominational Christians, ranked second with 44% attending services. The further on down the ladder you go in popularity, the less they attend. And a lot of it, you know, like Muslim and Jewish Americans have increased in religious service attendance. Now, I got to hand that to the religious conflict that's been going on, and people are praying that some sort of resolution like peace would happen. But overall, according to the poll, you know, 24-point decline in two decades with these other religious groups. I mean, nobody is, I mean, see, religion is not God's thing. It's man's thing. Here's another little parting story here. Yellowstone actor 4E J. Smith. You remember him? He's the guy that had the handlebar silver mustache, the old codger that was one of the, you know, cowboys out there. He was kicked off a flight after telling crew members he didn't want to sit next to a person who was wearing a mask. This is, He's in the airport. He's had a few. 3 hours. He's not drunk. They throw me off the plane because I'm drunk, because you people won't stand up and tell everybody what BS this is. He just told him he didn't feel comfortable about sitting next to somebody that had to wear a mask. And this was all about the fact that he was going to the Screen Actors Guild Awards and he had to apologize on Instagram. But it was, of course, later taken down. He said, no offense to anyone, I'm not vaccinated. It's a requirement you have to be vaccinated to be at the ceremony. Then he's going to wear a K95, 624350, whatever kind of mask. I'm still, whatever mask they want him to wear, he's still not vaccinated. He says, I haven't been vaccinated since I was a little kid. I don't vaccinate my dogs. I don't vaccinate my horses. Never had a flu shot. Never will. I believe they compromise your immunities. See, this is a cowboy on Yellowstone. Boy, doesn't that make sense, huh? And here's an Albuquerque, New Mexico woman acting to protect her grandson by shooting a guy breaking into her house. And then she bandages him up while she waits on the police. Isn't that something? And the guy had a lengthy criminal history and he still gets shot. Oh, my goodness. Oh, well. We'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, stay safe and God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.